Interesting point over here. Al taksik kaska im chavercha yom echad. Don't hold on to your anger at somebody. Yom echad, a full day. And lower yourself down that you should ask Mechila first. Okay. So there's a fascinating chinuch on Israel Losikim Lositer. Losikim is you taking the kama. Lositer is you retaining a feeling of negativity to visit somebody. Somebody did something wrong to you, and you're upset about it. You hold on to it. So the chinuch lashon is the Torah does not expect you to be stoned. That you have no feelings of negativity because of the person who hurts you. The Torah is expecting you to be able to move on at some point in life. Because Yar Bizman Ma, when some time passes, the Torah says, let go. You know, stop holding on to this negativity. Let go. Stop being with another person. But expect that a person should be like a David HaMelech, right? You have to picture David HaMelech. And the Bereshim sends nisyonis to a person when his guard is down. When he's not feeling well, he's exhausted, many challenges in his life. Then the Bereshim sends him a nisyon and say, how you do. Right? The Bereshim sends him a nisyon when things are very difficult. Right? That's when he throws the curveballs. Right? Batsim, it's easier to pass in the story when you're doing well. Like when a person with him complained to me, he says, you know, he always gets his nisyonis when he's having a good day. So he's kvetching about it. I didn't say anything, but I think, I always get my nisyonis when I have a bad day. So it's even harder. Like, you should be happy you get it when it's a good day. Suppose when it's a bad day, but okay. David HaMelech is running away from his own son who's trying to kill him. Klai Yisrael is following his son, a large part of Klai Yisrael, and he's forced to run away with a small group is forced to run away. The Gadol HaDor is a person named Shimon ben Gera, who was the Rebbe of the David's children, and he passes by where Shimon ben Gera lives. Shimon ben Gera comes out to meet him. I can imagine the David HaMelech's thought process, you know, he's coming to help him, offer help, give a bracha, etc. He gave me this running curse. It wasn't just like one line. It was like a running curse. Al Gadazach, and he said to David HaMelech. Right? So the people which were with David HaMelech wanted to be... He's insulting the king. It's Chaim Misa. David HaMelech says, don't do anything. Hashem Amar Lekalel. The Bereshim told him to give the klal. It's not him. It's the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Zok the Medrash. Boi Zeshoa, Nasa David, Regal Revi, and Merkava. The three Regalim and Merkava, the Ovis, Avis, and Yaakov. At that moment, that David was able to respond with such a response in such a challenging moment, he became the fourth Regal to the Merkava. So Chinuch says, you know, we're not expecting you to be David HaMelech. He doesn't quote David HaMelech, but we're not expecting you to have this response. Yeah, it's fine, wonderful, you know. But Kishyav Rizman Ma recognizes it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's not him. So if something negative happened to you, it's from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he says. So what are you trying to look at? You have to figure out in your life why it happened, thinking you were your creator. Right? So that's it. Comes the Rosh, and the Rosh says, Al taksik kaska im chabercha yom echad. So he's saying on his sadhagas, Toivus, that he's undertaking for himself. Rosh was not written for us, he was written for the Rosh. The Rosh wrote for himself a list of Kabbalahs he wants to do. We're learning it because the Maisa gives you a window into a thought process. Right? That a person should be able to walk away with a person did something, you know, bad to him and he's angry at the person after one day, maybe not. The Rosh undertook that by the end of the day he's moving on. It's a Gemara Betzim. We say before a person goes to bed, there's a list of people, many people say, he's being moichel the people who are chaytik and negative. He's being moichel anybody did something wrong to him. Where does that come from? It's a Gemara Megillah. Gemara Megillah says that they asked him, Rama Harach Yavin. He says, I never took an anger to somebody with me to bed. By the end of the day, I said, I'm moving on. But that's quite a madrega. When I learned with the Chassanim, you know, the Shalom Bayis bottom. So when I still say them, don't just give them a recording. So one of the points that I say, there's a nusa they have in the belt, you know, never go to bed angry. So it's a beautiful nusach. I suggest they should go to bed angry. Because, you know, if you have this thing, you can never go to bed angry. That means like this. The conversation started at 11:30. It's now 2 o'clock in the morning. And the more tired you are, the harder you are to think rationally and move on with it. You know from experience that you wake up in the morning after a good night's sleep, you feel differently. It wasn't so significant anymore. You look back and you're like, why did it bother me? Like, that's ridiculous. And you apologize and you move on with life. But since it's there, it's a custom, you can't go to sleep angry. You go up to 4 o'clock in the morning discussing it again. And you're so rational at that point in time, of course you're not going to be my little person. So it's stupid. I just say, listen, you know, we're upset at each other. It's really bad to go to bed angry. But you know what? We both know. Wake up in the morning, we'll look back and realize it was just whatever it was the last night. Let's just go to bed. I'll help you in the morning, please. Why are we doing these other? I don't know. I don't know where this came from. So, you know, it's a nice thing, you know. Yeah, Ruchama Shane has it in her book. One of her books. I think it's all for the boss. Maybe one of them, you know. So some ladies read it. Sure, this is now, you know, Tarmasina. Now, you should read the story over there. Like, you know, you understand who you're talking about. Her, Ruchama Shane, and her husband, Ramesh Shane, you know, Zeicha Tzadikim Livracha, Shkoyach, you know. She writes over there, one time they had a fight, and she really was tired. She says, Moshe, would you mind if we go to bed? She says, no problem, Moshe, go to bed. Okay, yeah, if that's how it's going to work, I have no problem. Don't go to bed angry. But most people, it doesn't work like that. It takes a 2-hour conversation, which could be in the morning, it takes 5 seconds. So why are we doing eating to each other? I don't get it. Okay. But so you're not the rush. You're not giving Michael that night. But the next morning, you're Michael. You back up in the morning. You have a life ahead of you. It's not so important anymore. You look back and you say, really wasn't that insignificant. Yeah, in the heat of the moment, the night time, and I'm tired. It bothered me a lot. You know what? I woke up. I got busy with something else. I look backwards. So now you have a new issue. Now you have the ego issue. I should ask Michila from him. He did it to me. Like so Rush says, you know, Tikkara Lefanov. There's no. Now, I kind of. Okay. This is a good more human. The more human, the more said that the mice with Rav. Somebody with Baal with Rav, and Rav went to him to Mechil, give him Mechila, you know. I tell the best of there's a shalom lishmo. You know, sometimes it's hard. Like, it's hard to lower yourself in front of somebody else. You feel the person babbled you. He did something wrong, Taka. And, you know, he should ask Mechila. I should ask Mechila from him. He should ask Mechila from me. Right? Of an amateur, it's not, you know. If we're confident enough and comfortable enough in our own reality, like, you know, it's easier to move on. Okay, but sometimes the talk hurts. But why does it hurt? Because he was begging your covet. Right? That's what hurts. Like, the person, you know, it's a past minister. I should ask Michele. He, you know, he did the avodah to me. So, how does the other person perceive it? Right? He perceives it, you know, the same way. Right? And Rangel is such a stubborn ox, he'll never ask Michele. Right, that's part of the sentence, you know. First of all, it's Rangel's fault. And second of all, Rangel is someone actually. I should ask Mechila from Rangel, and then, you know, let Rangel do it. He's never going to do it, you know. Now Rangel comes and asks Mechila, so what do I get? At least I'm not a stubborn ox anymore. Like, so I got something out of it. I got some coming out of it, you know, like move on. So a lot of times you have to say that, you know, this thought process, we're worried about our COVID, you know. So yes, once in a while you'll get the person will say, you know what, it's like a right. And you see a right, Harayah, Rangel, and ask Mechila. It would have been wrong. He wouldn't ask Mechila. It must be. It's Taka's fault. Okay. So he thinks it's my fault. Now what? No. So he tells the whole city it's my fault. Okay. No. We life is too short, and there's too much to do in life that you want to get stuck in that. So I understand it. It takes some time to move out. But I tell you the mice was a Simchazel again, and the Chaim Brisker. The Dayan Brisker's name was a Simchazel Rieger. So the daily shalos in most of the bigger cities in Europe, the daily shalos went to the Dayan, not to the Rav. The Rav was like more of the kid that he would oversee to make sure that the city is running properly, and then he would say drushes twice a year, you know. But the Dayan dealt with the daily issues. So Rabbi Simcha Zelig comes to Rav Chaim. He says, "I don't explain something to me. I had a following ma'isa. I tell you this ma'isa. Yeah. Okay. I'll tell the ma'isa. You'll tell me you remember it. So a butcher came to the Rabbi Simcha Zelig with a shiloh of treifas on a behemoth. Now in Europe, treifas on a behemoth was devastating for the butcher. I mean, he would lay out the money, buy the behemoth. He was a shaykhid, or he was someone else a shaykhid. He would sell it. If he made money, if the animal was kosher, he'd sell the money. He makes a profit. He'd have enough to buy another behemoth and support his family a little bit. If the behemoth was a treifa, so they gave it to the goyim for very cheap, and that was it. He was, you know, he had no money to buy another behemoth. They weren't like, you know, well, go into our bank account to get money for another behemoth. There was no bank account. They had nothing. See, his mom was always, you know. So he came to Rabbi Zelig. Rabbi Gifta told me one time, he remembers his shir. His shir was the Dayan and Tells. His shir was up the whole night trying to figure out how to be matter a behemoth. Because that's how big the hefsid was. If he wasn't matter a behemoth, this person would end up with mamash. His food, his family went out of what to eat, the butcher. He spent the whole night working out his sad head to be matter a behemoth. That's what it was in Europe. So he came to Rabbi Zelig. Rabbi Zelig says, I can't matter a behemoth. So the Dayan, you know, the shirk, you know, this big butcher, cries, you know, wipes away tears. Says that's Rosh Hashanah, who gave twice the loss of a tremendous amount of money for him. A few weeks later, this butcher comes to Simchas Zelig with a din Torah with one of the customers for a few pennies, and he loses the case. And mommy, she's Makari from a god of against Simchas Zelig. He calls him, who knows what, you know, for 3 pennies. This is the equivalent of this is 3 pennies, this is $100. This is Rosh Hashanah, who gave twice, this is 3 pennies, and Pashad is, you know. So what's the shot? You know, I don't understand. So he says, did you ever watch when you take an animal down to the water to drink? Take him down, like, you know, to the lake over there to drink. He says, yeah. He says, you ever know, like, he's doing something with the animal? He says, yeah, the animal stomps when he's drinking. He says, why is he stomping? He says, because he sees a reflection. He says, he sees another horse there trying to drink. And he's stomping to get the other horse to go away. That's what Rav Chaim said. Kodesh Baruch makes you lost. It's not Kodesh Baruch. It's Yena. The 3 pennies that Pliny took it from me. That's not Kodesh Baruch anymore. Now it's Yena. Yena, I'm upset at it. He gets upset. He says, but that's not true. The Baruch makes it Badafka that looks like Yena, but it's not Yena. It's a Kodesh Baruch. It's dying for sure. Elohim needs to buy the scale. When you're sitting in the Bezin, it's a Kodesh Baruch. Right? Like, but we don't look like that. When there was somebody to blame, it now it's not Kodesh Baruch anymore. Now it's Pliny. So that's what Chinuch is saying. That's a mistake. It's not Pliny. It's a Kodesh Baruch. He and the his creator that will work out whether he gets Gan Eden or Gehenna. That's what Tina and his creator. What do you? But it's supposed to be you. The Baruch is not going to let him affect you if it's not supposed. It's not supposed to. So, like, move past him. El Kimar Melech Kolel, David Melech says, you're not going to do it tomorrow. I can do it in 3 days, but in 10 days, do it already. See it. The Baruch runs the world. Like, that's where you want to come from. So that's he's saying that the Baruch is saying you could get past it in 1 day. And the Chinuch is giving you Zman Ma, and some people it's a whole life. You know, my Shvigar used to say, you know, in Shtetl they had the people that called Beregas. You know, I'm angry at somebody. They'd be Beregas, a person with a whole life. That wasn't unheard of. Beregas, the person didn't like me for whatever. You know, so Beregas, it's like a state of being, and that's it. Okay.